is retiring, and I just assume that y'all have Miss Gillespie for class. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have y'all had Miss Westerfeld, or you just have had Miss Gillespie?
I've had Miss Westerfeld.
Oh, you have? Mm. You've had. Okay. So you've had both?
Yeah, I've had both.
Okay.
I've only had Miss Gillespie.
Miss Gillespie. Okay. Yeah, I noticed, and I didn't. I don't know if y'all know this, but she was the salutatorian at Friendswood High School whenever she went there. Did you know that?
I think she's mentioned it once.
Has she mentioned it? Yeah. And then I met her. She was a long-term sub at our high school before she got her teaching certification and then went into teaching. So I thought that was a little interesting factoid about Miss Gillespie. A couple of my boys had her and absolutely loved her. But okay, so let's get started. Welcome to season 3, episode 15 of FISD's The Podcast. We're Kelsey Goals.
That's me.
And Dana Owen. That's me. Have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. So today we've invited our Friendswood High School 2024 valedictorian and salutatorian. Welcome.
That deserves an applause.
That
right
does.
There. That's an accomplishment.
Along with our clapping.
Yes, along with our clapping.
Yes, yes, yes. Let it be known for the record that if I were given the word salutatorian for the spelling bee, I'd lose. I'd be invited to walk off the stage. I don't know why I want to put a D in salutatorian instead of a T. Did y'all know how to spell valedictorian and salutatorian? Tell the truth.
Yes. Yes.
Tell the truth.
There you know.
I think I did have the answer to that.
No, I think I told them this when they walked in. I literally was typing the word salutatorian and misspelled it for this episode. So
I'll tell you what, y'all say yes, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Sebastian, I need you to spell salutatorian.
Okay. S-A-L-U-T-A-T-O-R-I-A-N.
You got it.
Whatever. Jenny?
Yeah, my response would have been the same.
You got it.
Oh,
you're
my
confident
gosh.
With that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so today we need to welcome salutatorian Sebastian Lehman and valedictorian Jenny Chin. So glad you are here. Sebastian, I'm going to have you kick us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Kind of tell us who you are, who is Sebastian, and where you're heading next year.
Okay. I was born in Indiana in West Lafayette. I lived there for 2.5 years and then I moved to Switzerland. There my brother was born. We lived there for 8 years and then I moved to Friendswood at the start of the fifth grade, where I've lived here ever since.
Hold on, before you move on. You had to go from Switzerland to Texas.
Yes.
That's awful.
Was that depressing?
I mean,
at that age, do you even know, like, wow, I've just left the most beautiful place in the world and come to not the most beautiful place in the world?
No.
Someone referred to us as the armpit of the United States.
No, yes. We are not the armpit of the United States.
That's Louisiana.
Yeah, it's not, I would not say it's up there with Switzerland, though.
So what part of Switzerland? I'm going this summer.
Close to Geneva.
Okay, we're going to, I hope I'm pronouncing these correctly, but Lucerne?
Yeah.
And Interlaken.
Yeah.
I'm not saying those right.
Interlaken.
Say it correctly for me so I sound like a pro.
I mean, one of the towns is French and the other one I'm pretty sure is the German river, the German lake, I mean. So it's Lucerne and I don't know how to speak German.
So officially, I will not be able to pronounce it.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to keep saying it wrong.
Sorry, continue. So you moved to Friendswood.
Yes. So then next year I'll be going to UT Austin. I'll be studying computational engineering.
Computational. Okay.
Very exciting. Okay, Jenny, so you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're heading next year?
Yeah, I'm also going to UT and I'm going for computer science.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. So where do you see yourself? So you're at UT, you're involved in your getting your degree. Do you see yourself going on to get your master's with what you want to do? And then in 10 years, where do you see yourself working?
I hope to get a graduate degree after.
Okay.
I mean, it depends if I find an opportunity right after I get my bachelor's, but most likely I'm going to get my graduate degree and maybe work as a professor afterwards.
Okay.
But it all depends.
Ultimately, you're wanting to have your degree to be a professor.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny, how about you?
There's a 5-year master's degree program for computer science at UT. And so I want to do that and then go into the workforce and after a little bit, come back and get my MBA somewhere.
Okay. So now what do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
I will hopefully, so right now I have an internship at Lockheed Martin. So okay. I would like to stay there or like bounce around to other places. Ultimately though, I do like what Lockheed Martin does. And so I would probably prefer to come back and like stay there. And
so summarize it for me in like 30 seconds. What does Lockheed Martin do?
They do like,
that you enjoy. What is it?
I work in commercial civil space. So okay. I work in like the, like developing like space, like lunar, like landing.
Oh yeah.
And also sustaining lunar development kind of stuff.
Okay.
And so I just feel like it's really interesting exploring like the unknown and like advancing things.
Awesome.
Now I will say when we were at the top 10 luncheon last week, right? There were a lot of students opting to go to UT. What made y'all, my husband went to UT, so we're big Longhorns around our house. So what made y'all want to go there in particular?
For me, it was just kind of convenience. Like it wasn't, price is out of my budget and UT has a good computer science program. So I was like that. Yeah.
Awesome. So. And some great barbecue in the surrounding areas. Yeah.
No, yeah, the similar reasons for mine. Yeah, it's close to home relatively. So yeah, that's why.
Awesome.
And I assume since you're Valensal that you apply to a lot of different places or you just really applied to UT. It sounds like maybe Jenny Rice.
Oh no, I knew it was out of my budget. Oh, so I just didn't even try.
You didn't even
apply. I did UT and A&M and that was it.
UT and A&M.
Out of state is expensive too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. How about you, Sebastian?
I applied to a couple of schools.
Okay.
Including Rice, but I didn't get in. So.
Okay. It was last year, I think our valedictorian, he knew he was like, he just knew in his mind he was growing up. He was going to go to, I don't want to mess this up. Wasn't it Rice?
It was Rice, I think.
And he didn't get in.
He didn't get in.
And he...
Ganesh.
Yeah, Ganesh.
He was, obviously, like, y'all, brilliant.
Yeah. And he didn't get into Rice, and he ended up...
At Stanford, I think.
Yeah, yeah, at Stanford.
Yeah, he was super asleep. But yeah, it's so crazy, like, what the criteria is.
I would think when you're Valensal, you just automatically get into whatever school that you apply to. But it probably even depends on the school within the school that you're wanting to get in, right? I mean, if you wanted to get into forestry or something like that, listen, for all you forestry people out there, I'm not saying your degree is not, you know, worthy of Valensal, but I think it might depend on the school within the school. So talk to me about study habits. What have you always, has school just always come easily to you? Do you enjoy learning in school? When did you kind of go, I enjoy this, or maybe you don't enjoy it, you just work really hard at it, or both? Talk to me about study habits and what that looks like for you.
In the beginning, like from elementary school and stuff, my parents kind of like, they made me do a lot of extra work.
Jenny, we didn't describe you. You walk us through.
Oh.
Sebastian described a little bit about himself. Sorry,
Indiana, Jenny. Switzerland.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about you growing up and who you are.
My parents immigrated from China and they moved around in the States in our earlier years. So I was born in Illinois and I have an older sister. She was born in Wisconsin and it was really early for me. I moved here before kindergarten started for me. And so, and I've been here since like for K through 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Sorry. Now get back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. So my parents were like, they're really into academics because they're really competitive in China. And so they kind of push a lot of extra work outside of school. So I was really ahead a lot of the time. So it came easily for a bit and then high school hit and then moving into like a lot of advanced classes. And then I feel like I jumped in too much and it got difficult. And I think for me, cause like things used to be easy and then like I wasn't used to struggling. I got my ego checked, you know? So.
And we could have an hour long conversation about that right there. you know, because, so if you don't mind, just a little bit of time on when you say you were struggling, like what did struggling look like to you? Was it that you didn't make an A?
No, I made A's, like high A's throughout everything, but it was just like putting in more time to study, I guess. I think I wasn't used to studying when I was in like elementary to junior high.
Okay.
And then I, yeah.
So help me understand that though. You never made less than an A. How is it that you knew you were struggling?
Oh, because I had to put more work in to get the A. Yeah. So yeah.
You just started.
You were challenged maybe yeah. for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what specifically do you remember the subject matter that you were like, uh-oh, like I've got to get serious about this?
Chemistry. Yeah,
it
was chemistry.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different for different people, you know? So yeah, that's interesting.
Well, and I had one of my like best friends growing up, she ended up being our salutatorian, and, she went to Rice and originally was going into computer science, I believe was her major. And she ended up having a really hard time adjusting to the fact that she was surrounded by people who were just as smart as her for the first time in her life. And I think she would probably admit herself, like didn't handle it necessarily the best. And she actually, like the thing she said she wanted to do her whole life, she ended up switching majors and doing something totally different. She ended up in art appreciation. But it was just such an interesting thing to watch her like kind of lose her identity in a sense in that time of like all of a sudden just being challenged for the first time and not being that smartest person in the room because everybody in the room was sure. like the smartest at their high school.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I would think you are about to experience the same. You know, you're going to go off to college. You're going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do fine. It's just what's that struggle?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are a lot of people that have never made straight A's. They don't understand that struggle. Like in my mind, I'm going, wait, you never made less than an A. Where was that struggle for you? You know, but it's all relative, right?
Right.
I mean, because
yeah.
for you, a struggle, you...
Well, the pressure, you probably put on yourself to maintain. I think when you're at the top, like there is a pressure to stay there. Like if you weren't there, there wouldn't be that same level, you know, but it just adds this anxiety to everything.
Yeah. Jenny, was it you at Top 10 Luncheon or from Clearbrook where they said, I just went blank with the other valedictorian. They said, that they were named number one. At the beginning of
freshman year.
Oh. And then they realized it. And so they stuck with it.
Yeah. It was the other one. Same for me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So you knew your freshman year.
Yeah. I was in denial for the most part because my dad told me that I wasn't. And so I didn't think I was until the final rank came out at the very end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how are y'all told that on your report card?
It's like in Skyward, they just send a top 10.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And they say, this is your ranking.
Yeah.
And that starts during your freshman year, like after the first semester.
I think it was after the first year.
I think it's the end of the year, which we used to not do. We used to not give out rankings until like their junior year. And it upset a lot of people because they didn't know where they were.
And I guess you have more time to try to like... change that if you want to.
Yeah, I guess so. That's not something I ever thought about. are y'all involved with extracurriculars?
I used to be really involved with tennis up to my junior year. That took up a lot of time.
Yeah.
But now I'm doing many like a little low-key things. Like I'm in UIL science and that's my main focus.
You're in what science?
UIL.
UIL science, yep.
Yeah, that's my main focus because we got into the state competition. We have it later in May.
Okay, so, good. Yeah. Good, that's exciting. Do you exercise? I mean, like what's your kind of like stress relief?
What
do you do for fun, Sebastian?
I play video games. I play the piano. I watch movies with my family.
Okay. What video game's your favorite?
Civilization 6. It's a strategy game.
Okay. Do you know Sketch?
No.
What's up, brother? No.
No.
Okay. No. Do you, Jenny?
No. Okay. I don't know that either. But
sketch. I'm not... What's up, brother? And they do this and it's Okay. Okay. He's just a video. He's a gamer and he's become really, really popular. Nobody can figure out why. And they even had him announce on the NFL draft. They had him come up and announce.
Oh, he's like a YouTuber?
He's like a, yeah.
So he YouTuber. Streams his, like he streams playing. Oh, mm-hmm, okay. That's mm-hmm. the, isn't that a site? Stitch or Switch or something where they film them. Would you know about that, playing video games?
Twitch.
Twitch. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, there's one where they like, that's what they do is they.
This is a guy's name.
Oh,
he's like, and it's, he's young. He's
no.
Yeah. And he's actually from Houston, but
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Represent. Anyway,
yeah. Okay. So what about you, Jenny? What do you do for fun? Like, how do you let loose?
I used to run cross country and track.
Oh, awesome.
It was my freshman year, but then I messed up my knees. And so, yeah, I had to quit like right after freshman year.
Yeah.
But I also really like art. Oh. And so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful.
Yeah. Do you have a specific like style that you prefer?
I mean, I did a lot of realism this year for like rodeo art and other stuff. I did some surrealism and sculpting too. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that the pottery that's come at the high school is
like
so
ceramics.
Yeah, yeah. Ceramics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. so cool. We actually got to, they brought for our district leadership team mugs for us to paint. So that was pretty fun getting to make those little mugs.
Definitely.
We did not craft them ourselves, but we did paint them.
Yes. That is enjoyable. What would you say you naturally have gift of brains? right? I mean, would you admit that to yourself?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
What would it take for you to understand that academically you have a gift?
I don't think I do. I think it's just a lot of like work ethic that's got me to where
well,
I am.
Well, that's a gift right there too.
Oh, I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have work ethic. There's no doubt about that. I find it interesting that you don't think that though. Have you ever had your IQ tested?
No.
Okay. Well, if you did that, I think you would then go, okay, I'm smart. but what would you say are just other gifts and talents that you have? Like what comes easily to you or naturally or that you just love and enjoy and you do it well?
I think I do. I feel like creative things like art and stuff like pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think I started at an early age. And so I also, that's why I like computer science is there's a creative aspect to it. Like you can follow the logic easily, but like you can create with it. So I think just, yeah, anything to do with like making stuff up from your own brain, I guess.
That's interesting. I've never thought about computer science as being, there's a creative aspect to it, but that you just know it so much deeper than what I do that you can see the creative aspect to it. So that's awesome. That's wonderful. What about you, Sebastian? What do you think you're really good at?
I think I'm gifted in like completely the other direction. Mm-hmm. I'm not creative at all.
Okay.
I think I'm better with like, I don't know, like logical, practical things mm-hmm. than being creative. So that's why I like math more than the more creative subjects like language,
right,
and literature. So. Mm-hmm.
Were you good at tennis? Did you think you were good at tennis?
I mean, I've been playing since I was 5.5 years old.
Okay.
I've never been really, like, really good at it because I've never been really athletic. But since I've been practicing so much, I've gotten to be pretty decent at it. So.
Now, have you played pickleball?
A couple times, yes.
We actually, was it last week?
Last week.
We went and played. Dana invited me to play at Chicken and Pickle. And if y'all have not been, it's a pretty darn cool
place.
It's
fun. I mean, it's fun.
It's
regardless
so
if you can play
fun.
Or not play. It's just one of those sports that you can get three other people
mm-hmm.
and just get out there and play a fun, mm-hmm. you know. But especially you would really enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just real, like, recreational. Mm-hmm. But it's just a nice, like, I just loved it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pickle.
Tennis is one of those sports, I believe, tennis and golf, you can play the rest of your life, you know. And so... just want to encourage you to keep playing tennis, because you don't have to be the best at it, but it's more than likely you'll be better than most people that you play. So what would be some advice to some underclassmen that, that they work hard, they have good work ethic, they're smart, they're rising up, maybe they're already in the top 10 and they know it, or they're in junior high and that's something that is very important to them to be in the top 10. What advice would you give them, really any student, just about being a student in general? What advice would you give?
I would say don't stress too much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. How would you, so in all of our brains, because my husband and I have this conversation on a regular basis, we're completely opposite. He is high anxiety. I would say he's more high anxiety, which is what propels him and keeps him going. He's a cell in sales, and he's never had an office in his life. He has to deal with sales and going to people. And if I had never had an office in my entire life, I don't know that I would
say disciplined.
Yeah, I'm disciplined in some things, but I would be like, nah, nobody knows where I am today. You know, I'm not going to go into anybody's offices. And it's that anxiety that really keeps him going and keeps him dedicated. So when that stress creeps into your mind, how do you deal with kind of saying, just don't stress about it? Because that's easy. That's how I am. I would say, why are you stressed? You've done great your whole life. You know, continue to work hard. How do you not stress, Jenny?
I think I'm like your husband. I run on anxiety. Yeah. And so I stress a lot. But I realize that's a bad thing to do.
Well, so. It can work for you, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's gotten you to where you are.
That's true, yeah.
But yeah, it is creating that work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the advice of not stressing. It's figuring out, I guess, a way to balance that stress to relieve it somehow, you know?
And I'm curious, just kind of ping pong off of that question. So talking to those underclassmen, you're saying don't stress. So all of the stress, all of the work, all the hours you've put into getting to where you are at the end, do you think it's worth it?
Yes, I'd say it's worth it.
I would say no, but if you put me in the same place, I would do the same thing again.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which that's okay. That's the way you're wired, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the rest of your life. And this is just me kind of talking through. I'm older, so I can kind of say this, and I have kids that are young adults now. That's not going to stop for you when high school's over. It's not going to stop for you when college is over. It's going to be something you're going to have to continue to deal with and figure out, you know? And, a lot of times you find yourself surrounding yourself with people that are maybe different than you that will be that gift of
balance.
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay not to, you don't need to stress about that. Like you don't need to, how can we go do something fun
mm-hmm.
to relieve that, you know, stress? And that is why they say exercise is so important, because it releases those
endorphins
yeah. in your mind that really help with balancing that stress. You know, we've heard that our whole lives, but to actually put that into action, that's when we start to go, okay, that's going to help. What about you, Sebastian? What advice would you give?
If you're already successful, I mean, just keep on doing what you're doing. And, you know, like you were saying, just go outside every once in a while to, you know, let loose. That's pretty much it.
Are y'all going to prom this weekend?
I am, yeah.
No.
No? Okay, I just didn't know. Are you going to, did you go to prom last year?
I did.
Okay. When I used to be the assistant principal at the high school. And so whenever I first went to prom, I loved that everybody got on the dance floor and everyone dances literally like the entire time.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised that every year, like dancing is, everybody's really jam packed together and everybody like jumps up and down. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I was kind of confused when I got there because we were all just like jumping in place and I was like, I don't know what's going on. So
everybody like jumps up and down. Yeah. Everybody's like sweating. Okay. And which it ends up being a blast. It's mm-hmm. so cute for outside people like me to sit there and watch y'all have a blast. But yeah, I was just going to prepare you if you didn't go to prom last year, just to be ready to jump up and down a bunch.
The whole night.
Which may not be good for your knees, but.
No. Now, what is your, can we ask what color is your dress?
Oh, it's black.
Black. Yeah. Okay. Sleeves, strapless.
It's like the spaghetti strap type.
Spaghetti straps. Okay. I'm like, it seems to kind of fluctuate what's the most popular, like. It's all like,
I don't even know what's
halter top or like the sweetheart neckline or like there, at least with wedding dresses, like there was a phase, I think really when I was getting married where everyone was doing like those sheer long sleeves. I'm like, just kind of neat to think about what's in right now.
Okay. Jenny, are you on TikTok?
No.
Oh my gosh. You're not? Okay. No. I'm not going to push you to be on TikTok, but there's a super cute, are you going with someone? Do you have a date?
No.
Okay. Are you going with a group?
Yeah.
Okay. I would take a friend. It's just a really cute, are you on any social media at all?
Yeah. I'm on Instagram.
Okay. So you may see it on Reels.
Yeah.
So, let me see if I can decide. So you're like in your casual, normal clothes before you get dressed?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have. Jump over the phone?
And then, no, it's not jumping over the phone, but they do this one turn or something, and in the middle of their turn, they're in their prom outfits.
Oh, cute.
It's adorable.
Oh, y'all have to do that.
Yeah, we did something like that last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not even new, it's old.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So do something, is your account private?
No.
Okay. I want you to do that if y'all remember. And then we want to, could we maybe use your post and then post it on Friendswood ISD and say happy prom to everyone?
Sure. If we do it this year, then
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be really cute. And prom is Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So I've heard some people aren't that excited about it being at the Flight Museum.
I heard that too, but I mean, I personally
was it there
don't.
Last year?
No, it was at, other
Moody Gardens.
Yeah.
Or the, no, it was at the
Galveston Convention Center.
Yeah, Convention Center.
Yeah.
I think the Flight Museum will be really cool.
The Flight Museum is a beautiful venue.
Well, you know, when they filmed, we love the show on Netflix, Love is Blind, and they did a Houston season, and that was one of the places they did for, like, an extravagant date was the Flight Museum, and they had a little, like, dinner set up there, and I was like, oh, I know that place. That's so cool.
It's a beautiful venue.
It is.
Yeah, I just think so many people afterwards, like, want to go to Galveston. And so it's this.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. So as you transition into the next phase of your life, right? How do you want people to remember you at Friendswood High School? Sorry, Sebastian, we're boring you because we've been talking prom and that's dresses fine. And all that.
Sebastian actually already left. So.
Sebastian, how would you want teachers, students to describe you? Like, what would you want your legacy to be?
Well, I have a brother who's a freshman.
Okay.
So I hope that he can outperform me.
Okay.
By the
wow.
end of, yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny?
I guess just hardworking. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that
I think that's a given.
Yes.
I think y'all will both be remembered for that.
For sure. Do you have your speeches ready?
I have like some ideas just stuck somewhere, but not cohesive.
It's not down.
Nope.
Now, do you have to go through that with like your English teacher? Do they have to read through that and read it?
I don't think so. No.
I think Mr. Griffon will read your speech.
Yeah, I think we have
before.
To turn it in to Griffon, but not to our English teacher.
And well, the reason I said English teacher, it was Miss Simon, who I think instead of Griffon that you went through Miss Simon and she was the one that read through your speech mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we'll be at graduation.
Yeah, we'll be there. I have
Cheer
to tell you,
on.
I look forward to y'all speeches every year.
Oh, yeah.
Can we make sure there's some spice or something funny in there?
A little pizzazz.
I'll
little
try.
Something.
Yeah, we can try.
I like that. Thank you, Jenny. You can try. I like that. So here's something that everybody wants to know. What are you terrible at? Like terrible.
Yeah, you can't like just awful. Be perfect. Like,
no, you can't be perfect.
We need to know one flaw.
I'm terrible at coordination. That's why my sport was track and cross country was because I could not be coordinated enough for anything else.
Like so, hand eye.
Yeah.
So you can't catch anything.
No, I am so bad at catching.
That's okay. So I'm going to tell a little story. My mom, same way, like her mom actually was very old school, did not think it was feminine for women to play sports. And so she was never allowed to play sports growing up. And so that really hindered her, as far as being able to catch, because me and my sister, because she was never allowed, she put us in everything growing up. And, so anyway, she would go out in the yard and, like, God love her, like, she would try, but, she could not catch a single thing. She would jam her fingers all the time. So fast forward, we were in high school and we had a foreign exchange student. And so we went to a Thanksgiving parade in Houston just to give her some, like, true American experiences while she was with us. And there was, like, a car dealership that threw out little foam balls, and my mom caught one.
Whoa.
And she jumped up and down, and I swear she almost cried. And she kept that ball for years.
That was her one catch.
It was her one catch in her whole life.
That's hilarious.
It was funny. So, anyway, there's still hope for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sebastian?
Well, I am terrible at staying warm when it's cold.
Okay.
Yes, I.
Sebastian, that's something you can't control.
Yeah, I know, but I'm particularly sensible to the cold. I don't know why, but.
So Switzerland, do you remember being cold all the time?
Nope, I don't know. I've only started feeling it once I moved here, so I don't.
Wow.
I don't know.
The place that never gets
Houston.
Cold.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would have your blood checked, Sebastian.
Yeah.
Sebastian, we're a little worried about you.
No, that's funny. I'm cold all the time too, but it looks like you are smart, Sebastian. You're wearing a jacket.
Yeah, that's...
So that's always good.
Oh my gosh, always I didn't think about this. The air is actually off in here right now, but it's usually freezing
in
this room.
It's usually freezing in here.
Like, they go from one extreme to the other. I don't know why it never can get fixed, but... You know what? That was just maybe a little something for you then. A little win for today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so I want y'all to think about you're going off to college, right? That's just right around the corner, by the way. What are you most worried about not knowing how to do? And this is outside of academics. This is like taking care of yourself. So, like, what are you most worried about how to do?
Scheduling. Like, maintaining a proper good schedule.
How do you do that now?
I don't.
Oh. Okay. So you don't use your phone, a calendar?
I mean, I write things down, but I don't really do them at, like, times. I just kind of do them when I think I should do them.
Mm. So yeah. You don't do them as a routine?
Yeah, I have no routine.
Okay. Well, I would recommend it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, now's the time. Get a calendar. I'm in old school. I like to write it down, mm-hmm. but the reason I do write it down is because I can remember that. And I also have it, obviously, a digital calendar on my phone, but writing it down is just a great thing. And every Sunday evening, I look at the entire week of what I have to do and what blah, blah, blah. Sebastian, what do you think you're just not good at and you're really worried about having to do?
I also don't keep a schedule at all, so I'll need to do that as well. But also I'm worried that I'll, you know, shy away from like opportunities or something. So I need to learn how to, you know, really tackle those going into college.
As in like social?
Well, I was thinking like career wise and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like internships?
Yes.
Okay. How is your social game? How are you with meeting friends and being out with groups of people?
Not great. I'm definitely an introvert, so I tend to shy away from those as well. So
it's okay. If we're going to the same school, I'll drag you around.
There you go. Hey, listen, you say that jokingly, but, you know, a lot of times introverts may tell themselves that they don't need to get involved and that academics is most important. And what I would tell you is you've got the academic thing down.
Right.
You know how to do that. You know how to be successful at that. I'm not saying, I mean, you're going to stay on top of that.
Yep.
There's no doubt. Work at the social side of it, because so much, you guys, of college, really life, networking, knowing people, having connections. So I want to encourage both of you to really make sure you
prioritize that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very important. And it's important for your mental health also to have connections and friends.
It just brings, it's like the joy of life is those relationships and those like fun moments too. So
that's right.
Yeah. I think that's
college
that's
great. Needs to be fun too.
Yeah. Not just
super serious.
Yes.
How are y'all? Okay. Here comes my mother side of me. Do you know how to cook? What are you going to do for eating?
Definitely a lot of pasta.
A lot of pasta. Okay. Yes. And you might have a meal plan.
Yeah. The meal plan. Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to rely on that.
Okay.
Laundry.
Yeah. Laundry. Do you know how to wash your own clothes?
I mean, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Sebastian?
I'm
seeing some shifting over there.
Not yet, no.
Okay, Sebastian, this summer, you need to start washing, drying, folding your own clothes. Yeah. Hey, you're not alone. Let me tell you, there are a lot of seniors out there have no idea how to do that. Mom and Dad, stop doing that for your seniors. Frankly, stop doing it for your junior high kids. They need to learn how to wash, right?
Yeah.
They do. What else? This is something my boys never did until college. If you get sick, guess what you're going to have to do?
Drive yourself.
What?
No.
You're going to have to know how to call the doctor and go to the doctor's office.
It's the weirdest. That one's weird. I remember the first time I did it. I'm like, but my mom usually gave me a bell for if I needed anything.
Can you imagine with your roommate just ringing a bell? And they're like, oh, what's that bell? It's like,
I'm sick.
And same with haircuts. You just call and say, I need a haircut. And then they give you an appointment and then you write it in your book. But it's crazy. Y'all maybe haven't had to do those kind of things. And and depend on your friends too, or maybe the people that you live with, because they're going through the same exact thing.
Oh yeah.
No matter, you're going to be so possibly, maybe not, so lonely your first semester. You're going to be so like out of your kind of wits, like, what have I done to myself?
Total change.
Mm-hmm. And everybody you're around is going to be the exact same, whether they express it or not.
Yep.
You're all in the same boat. Talk about it. Kind of keep yourself busy with some social events and go and enjoy yourself. And
just don't get discouraged if like you do feel like that, because it's like so, so normal.
Yep.
So normal.
Yep. Totally. But anything else? Any other advice or parenting advice we can give them before they leave?
You really nail it, and unwarranted.
Well, I have four boys that have gone through this, so I know exactly what they struggled with. So
it's true.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think, again, y'all are obviously have been so successful academically, and we're very proud of you for this.
Oh,
I mean,
so proud of you.
Obviously, so few people are able to accomplish what you've accomplished, and just excited to see what y'all are able to do moving forward, and can't wait to watch y'all flourish.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. This was great. Anything else you'll have to say? Any questions you have?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll see you at graduation.
Thank you.